welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. I wasn't sure what to make this week. I'm a little late in making my love note. And a client I sat with on Saturday said to me, "Your love note was really great in some ways and left me completely confused in others." And she was looking at the love note about where are we going anyway? And her question was, but how do you know when it's not good, when life is unfolding in a way that requires change? First, I want to say, if you listen to my love notes and they leave you with questions, please, please, please send them to me. It's so helpful for me. Knowing what to say yes to and what to say no to comes from the quiet within you. Below your conceptual mind, below all of your ideas, there is a knowing in you. This knowing is similar to the experience of knowing if you're hungry, knowing if you have to go to the bathroom. It's just a natural wisdom that we all have. Now, for many of us, our wisdom gets blocked by our thinking. We engage in thinking about how things should be, and the thinking is often conditioned, as in, I grew up in a family and I inherited all of these ideas and in a culture. I inherited all these ideas about what it means to be good, what it means to be loving, what it means to be successful, on and on and on. When I look to my mind, I can feel very confused. So I'll give you a simple example. Should I stay in this marriage or should I leave? A person asking that question, if she looks to conceptual mind, will often feel very stuck. I should, I shouldn't, I should, I shouldn't, I should, I shouldn't. Because there's a million reasons on each side to stay and to go. Falling out of conceptual mind, my favorite monk, Sherry Huber, would say, listening to the mentor. Getting very quiet, listening to something within you that loves you. You can experience a knowing, but you have to wait. So with clients, I'll often say, what do you know about this? I want you to listen to the sensations in your body and tell me what you know. People are often surprisingly clear, but accepting their clarity is a whole nother thing. A lot of times we know things that don't line up with what we think should be. I know I want to leave, but I'm supposed to stay. I know I want to stay, but they all think I should leave. Following our wisdom means dropping away from our thinking and accepting what is, even when it is not in alignment with thought. I may have just said this, but it requires patience, faith, quiet. And in my life, it's been very helpful to sit with someone I really trust, especially when I feel lost, to sit with someone who is listening for the quiet I know someone is listening for the quiet when they say things that deeply resonate. Feels like yes. Yes. Supporting me around what I might know that's hard to accept. I hope you've heard something here that touches you and reminds you of what you already know. Everything that does not resonate, throw it away. It's not useful. Anything that's confusing, please send me emails. Nicole@NicoleBeasleyPhD.com. You can reach me via that email address. Happy, happy holidays. May you know that you are well, even when you do not experience yourself that way. Until the next time.